we were asking who are the troublemakers, and we hear from the people in the village that these people are troublemakers over here. So we go, and myself and another soldier steps off, and we toss the hut. Well, the only thing I find is a little 22 pistol, not AK-47s, not RPGs, not pictures of Saddam, not large caches of money. But we end up taking the two young men regardless. And I looked at my sergeant, and I was like, "Sergeant, these aren't the men that we're looking for." And he told me, "Don't worry. I'm sure they would have done something anyways." And this mother, all the while, is crying in my face, trying to kiss my feet. And, you know, I can't speak Arabic. I can speak human. She was saying, "Please, why are you taking my sons? They have done nothing wrong." And that made me feel very powerless. You know, I was 82nd Airborne Division Infantry with Apache helicopters, fighting vehicles, and my armor, my M4. I was powerless. I was powerless to help her. And I was very naive back then. I thought that, you know, they would just take them and find out, yeah, they don't know anything, but later I found out people who were detained are being detained for years. Parents don't even know where their children are.